Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. When I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando to the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're a Disney novice, a fan who's thinking about or maybe currently planning a holiday to Walt Disney World, but you don't even know what time the 3 o'clock parade is on. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'm going to be chatting to another Disney superfan from around the UK to share their memories of special holidays. And this week, I'll be chatting to Sophie, who tells me about some very special Disney magic that happened on her 21st birthday.
And he was like, "Do you like it here?" And I said, "It's just incredibly beautiful. It's so different." And he said, "Well, why don't you come and spend 2 nights here?"
Also, I'm going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, and if you're about to head over to Orlando over the next couple of days, everything you need to know to make the most out of your trip, from the weather to things that you might not realise were going on. And make sure you keep in touch as well. Right now, give us a like or follow us. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Look out for @PodMagical. Every week, I'm going to be doing my best to answer any of your Walt Disney World questions, whether it's where's the best steak in Disney or where's the best place to watch the fireworks. Tweet me, Facebook me, send me a message on Instagram. I'll do my best to answer. Already had some questions coming in. Now, Kath is going on her second trip to Walt Disney World, first time staying on property. Kath has got a question about the Magical Express. With two little kids, would it be better just to get a taxi from the airport? Now, if you don't know what the Magical Express is, basically, if you are staying on Walt Disney World property, they provide free transfers from Orlando International to your Walt Disney World resort. So if you're not having a car and you're staying on property, then this is free. And you don't even have to book through Disney to get Magical Express, by the way. So if you book through another travel agent, don't click on that little button where you add transfers and it costs you another 40 quid. Just deny that, knock a little bit of money off, and then you can book your Magical Express a month or two before you go directly through Disney with the Disney reservation that you will have. So you don't have to book through Disney to get that. In terms of whether it is worth it with two little kids, it is kind of like any other coach transfer that you would get from any other airport to any hotel. It might have one or two stop-offs. I've been lucky. I've been a couple of times when the coach has gone straight to my resort first. Other times there's been one or two stop-offs, but on average, you're looking about 40 minutes to get from the airport to your Walt Disney resort. And it is the Disney official bus, which means you can sit on the coach and watch Disney cartoons, and there's some essential information that they play to you. And also on the way back, because it's a return trip, they show a little video that quite often makes me cry. It's the saddest coach trip on the way back to the airport that you will ever make, but it's free. In terms of getting a taxi, I have had Ubers from Orlando Airport to Disney. You're talking about $40, $50 each way. So if you want to save yourself maybe 100 quid, then I would get the Disney Magical Express. You know your kids better than me, though. Any more questions? @PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Another quick one as well from Will. Planning a trip at the moment, Andy. This will be our first time, myself, my wife, my 11-year-old son. With restrictions on school holidays and pricing, can we get everything done in 7 days? Good question. Can you get everything done with 7 days? I think if you're only stopping at Disney, then I would say yes, you can. But that's a case of spending every single minute of the day in the theme park. So you're staying at Disney, you're getting up in the morning, you're getting the first coach that gets you to the first theme park that's open earliest, and you stay until the end of the fireworks, and you're doing that every day. If you wanted to add on a day or two at places like Universal or SeaWorld, a week is definitely not long enough. But if you're just staying at Disney, if you kind of think about it, 7 days, you've got four theme parks, so you could have one day at each theme park, an extra day at Magic Kingdom, a couple of mopping up days, and maybe even half a day at Disney Springs or at one of the water parks. So if you are just going to Disney, 7 days is fine. You'll still want to go back because you want to do more. But if you want to do all the Orlando theme parks, 7 days is no way long enough. at PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Same place to go if you fancy coming on the podcast to have a chat, because every week I'm going to be chatting to a super fan who just loves Disney about times they've had and maybe some little top tips they've picked up along the way. Now, this week is Sophie. So what do you love about Walt Disney World, Sophie?
Do you know what? I think the thing is, from the second that you walk in through the gates, or even before that, before when you're waiting to go into the parks, it's just the atmosphere. Like, everybody's there to have a good time, except for the people that get ridiculously competitive at barging their way through the barriers.
We don't talk about those people.
We all know those people. But it's that, and I think it's the attitude of the cast members as well. Like, it's just the happiest place in the world, isn't it? I defy anybody to go to Disney and be miserable.
So when was the first time you went? Can you remember? Were you little or were you an adult when you went first time?
I was 6 and a half when I went for the first time. So we went in 2000 and we had 2 weeks in All-Star Movies.
Okay, so that's the big value resort. That's very popular with families, isn't it? Still quite popular with families.
It was quite up and coming at that point to go and stay in All-Star Movies. It was great. It was absolutely fantastic. And I actually looked at a picture because I knew that I was going to be talking to you about this. I found a picture and dug it out and I just look so little. I can't believe that it's been that long since the first time that I went. But then as we were growing up, we've sort of been roughly every 4 years.
Okay, it is like an addiction, isn't it? So the first time you went, was it like a one-off family holiday going, okay, we're going to go once. This is the most magical time. Make the most of it because we won't be able to go back.
My dad actually said to me yesterday, like, Disney is a once in a lifetime. I mean, we've done it every few years.
Yeah, once in a lifetime every other year.
And that's the truth, though. It becomes like a bit of an addiction. Like, he was saying to me yesterday, this is a 62-year-old man. Oh, I just really would love to go to Disney again. The time's coming up for us to go again. And it just appeals to everyone. And I don't know whether it's because you grow up with it that you love it so much, but I feel like anyone at any age can just go there. And it's like a whole new world.
Literally a whole new world. I saw what you did there. So have you got a favourite memory of either your first holiday or any other time you've been back since? The one thing that when you think of Walt Disney World, you go, oh, that was the time.
The one thing that stood out for me, it kind of links back to what I said about the atmosphere and the attitude of the people there. We went for my 21st birthday. I had the choice of a 21st birthday party and having a big do or going to Disney. So obviously...
No brainer.
Chose Disney. My favourite memory is that we went to the Grand Floridian.
Very swish resort right by the entrance to the Magic Kingdom.
And we went there to go to one of their restaurants for dinner one night, a nice posh one, yeah. We thought, oh, we'll have a treat, we'll go over there. And we were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And we walked in through the door and I just walked into the Grand Floridian having not been into the hotel reception before and went, wow. And my jaw just dropped to the floor. It's just so beautiful when you walk in there. And the guy who was the manager came over and he'd obviously seen the look on my face and he was like, hi guys, how are you doing? Like, why are you here? You know, is it just a family vacation? Like, what's the deal? So I said, oh, we've actually come over for my 21st birthday and went into the whole story about it. And like, you know, because everyone's so friendly, you just open up and tell them your whole life story within
Yeah,
2 minutes.
Everybody talks to everybody, don't they, at Walt Disney World?
Yeah, so he was like, oh, he said, where are you staying? And I said, oh, we're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Because we love it there and the animals outside the balcony. And he was like, do you like it here? And I said, it's just incredibly beautiful. It's so different. And he said, well, why don't you come and spend 2 nights here? And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, we'll get all of your luggage shipped over on the bus. No problem whatsoever. You come and spend 2 nights here. I'll give you a view of the castle so you can see the fireworks looking out over the lake. Why don't the four of you come and have 2 nights here? Oh, my
You're not going to say no to that.
You're never going to say no. And I felt a little bit bad because my family love Animal Kingdom Lodge so much and so do I. But I was like, this is the chance to try something new and like you can go and poke around the rooms.
Yeah.
Use all the facilities. Oh, it was just amazing. And sitting out on our balcony and watching the fireworks from Magic Kingdom. Oh.
So is that on your actual 21st birthday night?
We went for my 21st, but we weren't there on my actual birthday.
Okay.
So that's the thing. It wasn't even my birthday. And he was still like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Come on over. Like, you know, we'll just move everything over for you. No hassle with the suitcases or anything. It was just incredible. So I think for me, that was my favourite memory. Because
it sort of rolls
all of Disney spirit and everything into one story.
If you had to pick like one attraction or one show or one ride or parade, what would be the one thing? This is my favourite thing.
Oh, I hate it when you say the one thing?
You can't.
So my favourite thing, which I only got the guts to do last time that we went, which was in 2015. Oh, I'm due to go again. I eventually got the guts to do the Tower of Terror.
Oh, over at Hollywood Studios, yeah. I suppose you do need the guts if you're going to plummet such big heights.
Oh, my goodness. And then I was hooked. I just loved it so, so much. You're stood in the queue and I was so, so nervous and I nearly ducked out so many times. And then once I was in the seat, I had to do it. And just as you go up and you just get a glimpse of the park at each level through the window and you don't know when it's going to come in and you just sit at the top waiting for that moment. But it's just the thrill of it. I absolutely loved it.
I love the whole theming of that ride as well. The fact that when you go into it, you are walking into this old hotel.
Yeah.
The detail is just incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. And it got so, so much detail. But that, there's just something about it, like the build-up and the momentum to that point. And even as you're like sitting in and strapping yourself into the ride, it doesn't feel like a ride. But the next one that I have to do, because I haven't had the guts to do... Have you done Space Mountain?
Of course I've done Space Mountain.
I haven't got the guts to do it. I'm
so
scared.
Why haven't you done Space Mountain? It's a classic.
My challenge to myself next time is that I will do Space Mountain.
I think you're looking for an excuse to go back. That's why you've not done Space Mountain.
I think I need an excuse. Well, I don't need an excuse, do you? You don't need an excuse.
You've got one now anyway.
Exactly. But that's my challenge to myself next time. I have to do Space Mountain.
So you've stayed at Animal Kingdom. You've stayed at Grand Floridian, which is the most expensive hotel and property. And you've even stayed at one of the more budget hotels when you went first time. So if you had to pick a favourite.
My favourite was probably the Grand Floridian. Only because I absolutely love Animal Kingdom Lodge. We've done it a few times now because it is brilliant. And there's like, you know, you've got the different restaurants on site. You've got the animals outside your balcony. Like you can sit for ages and watch them. But that room that we had at the Grand Floridian, you could sit for ages and watch people zipping about on the lake. You can see all of the, like, you know, the fireworks and just the experience of that. It's kind of like another level of luxury. I think you have the level of Animal Kingdom Lodge where it's really, really great and it's fantastic if you've got children that love animals and things like that. But for me, the Grand Floridian was just a wow moment when you walked in.
It's always impressive when you go into Magic Kingdom, whether you're going on the monorail or the boat, and you just see it there and you're like, one day I will stay there.
It's so true. It's so true. And like we, I don't know whether you do this, but we quite often go to different hotels for meals and bits and pieces. We don't just stay in the parks. And when you get to go around the other ones, like I said, we've been to the Grand Floridian a couple of times, but we haven't actually been in the hotel itself. And I'm kind of wondering if there are other hotels within Disney now that I've been to the restaurant or I've been to part of it, but I've not actually walked into the main reception and had that moment with them. So
if you're there for a few weeks, it's always quite good just to put a day aside to go kind of like resort hopping.
Yeah, because it's amazing how themed they are and how well they're all done. And they're all so different from each other and they all have their own little quirks, don't they?
I love the Polynesian for that. Never stayed there, but I love the fact that it's got a volcano there and then the beach where you can watch the fireworks and Ahana, which is a great restaurant, which brings me on to the next question, food.
Right, I've got loads. So my absolute favourite is the California Grill. That is the best at the top of the Contemporary.
Yes.
So amazing steak, amazing food, but you time it so that you watch the fireworks. And
now this is the secret. Right, so how would you go about that? Because obviously restaurant reservations, you can make 180 days before. That restaurant is like really difficult to get in. But to get in that restaurant and time it so you are watching the fireworks.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
We've done it a couple of times. So obviously you need to double check what time the fireworks are going to be in as soon as possible. Try and get a table booked as early as you can. So as soon as that becomes available, get it booked in. And normally they're pretty good on wiggle room. So if the fireworks have changed or anything within that time, they're pretty good about it. But the main strategy, Andy, is if you book it at the wrong time, you sit over a drink for quite some time.
Drag it out. It's taking 4 hours to eat
Did you want dessert? No, we'll just wait for another half an hour before we order dessert. That would be great, thank you. Yeah, so it's always worked out really, really well for us. And a lot of that is down to meticulous planning. I know of people that have spent the money on going to Disney and have got up at 11 o'clock in the morning and turned up at the parks and said, oh, we only did three rides all day. And that's not how you do Disney.
No.
If it's not a holiday for people that like a lion, is it?
You've got to be there.
You've got to be there early. And it's the same with planning with your meals and things.
Totally. And you've got another restaurant that I want to find out about. And it's a restaurant where your dad gets picked on. We'll find out with more with Sophie in just a sec. But first up, let's find out all the latest news and gossip from Walt Disney World this week. Starting with some price increases that have made the news over the last couple of weeks, including parking. If you're bringing a car, it's going to cost you from $25 a day now to park at the theme parks. If you're leaving your car and you're staying on property, there's also been a price increase if you're leaving your car overnight as well. $13 a night if you're staying at a value resort, $19 a night at a moderate resort, and deluxe and villas, it's going to cost you $24 a night if you're taking your car to leave it at the hotel. There's also been another price increase. If you're looking to go to Walt Disney World more than once a year and you are an annual pass holder, there's been big increases in the price of an annual pass as well. Also, something new coming to Magic Kingdom. If you've got tickets to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is a specially ticketed event for select nights through August through to Halloween, there's another little addition that you can add on. For $99, you can attend Cruella's Halloween Hideaway at Tony's Town Square Restaurant. So for this, you can come and go as you please. You can nibble on various hors d'oeuvres. You can sip wine. It's unlimited. It's bottomless till 12:30 a.m. So as I say, that's $99 per person plus tax on top of what you've already paid for your Not So Scary Halloween Party ticket, which is also on top of what you pay for your regular ticket. But I mean, if you're going for it, what, unlimited wine and beer for 3 hours and cheesy fondue with Cruella de Vil? I'd give it a go. And another new character dining experience is coming to Walt Disney World in December at Disney's brand new Riviera Resort. Right at the top of the resort, there is a restaurant called Topolino, which just happens to be the Italian name for Mickey Mouse. They will be having character dining at breakfast. You can reserve your table now. Character dining, the characters there will be Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy, dressed head to toe in a stylish outfit. That sounds like a double date for me. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest news from Walt Disney World and the Orlando theme parks at PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Same place to go if you fancy coming on the podcast 1 week for a bit of a chat. Chatting to Sophie this week. Now, we've already found out one of your favourite restaurants is over at the Contemporary. You like California Grill. But there is another one at Hollywood Studios, 50s Primetime Cafe. Now, what is it you love about this restaurant?
It's just an experience. It's such an experience when you go out for a meal. It's not anything posh, but having your second mother effectively come round and tell you to eat your greens before you get your pudding and things like that. It's just such a different atmosphere. And it's amazing that in this one place, you get all of these different experiences and they're just around the corner from each other.
I love that. 50s Primetime is over at Hollywood Studios. And like the theme is where the servers are, they're supposedly your cousins, aren't they? And then your mum's in the background or your auntie's in the background in the kitchen making food. But they do like to pick on people.
Oh, absolutely.
Any of your family been humiliated?
Oh, it's always my dad. And my dad loves it, but it's always him because he's bald. and, you know, he's just an easy target, my dad is. He's the one person that whatever show you go to, if they're looking for someone in the audience, he stands out. I don't know why, but he's definitely the one. So last time I think that they were rubbing their tea towel on his head and things.
Have you got any other planning strategies, any other planning secrets or tips?
So in front of me, I have got a list, as you can see, with a grid on it, with where we're going to be at what time and what place we're going to be and how long we're going to be there for and where we're moving on to next. So for a lot of that, there are loads and loads of websites that you can use. So there's touringplans.com. You do have to pay for that one. Interactive touring plans for each park that one has, so you can like personalise them all. And then there's another one called wdwprepschool.com, and they've got loads of free planning tools so that you can get it down to the minute. So it's really good because then you can check the times of the parades if you're really into parades and what show's happening when. And I think the main thing is planning. You have to plan your day so that you're not queuing. That's the main thing for us. We have never waited at Disney more than about 40 minutes for a ride.
I'm pretty much the same, but that, again, that's all down to planning. The planning you put in before you go means you can have fun when you're there.
It's so true. And like getting your fast passes and things sorted so that you know where you've got to be when, like it just makes it so much more fun. And it's standing about in that heat as well, because some of them aren't very well air conditioned, the queuing areas. It's so great if you've got front of line and you've got your fast passing, you can just skip on through.
I will set a calendar notification, 30 days or 60 days, whatever I'm saying, to get my fast passes. And I'm there at midday. As soon as I can get them, I get them. Plan now. Save time in the park.
Too right, exactly.
What's your one Disney must-do? I know you said Tower of Terror is your favourite attraction ride. Is there a must-do, something you have to do every time you go?
The one piece of advice I would give people is to stay in Disney if you possibly can, for all the reasons that we've already mentioned, but also you get your extra magic hour. If you stay in Disney, quite often you can get packages where you can get the dining plan involved in it as well. And I just think staying in Disney is so much easier, and it's so easy to get to the parks. You've got the fantastic transport system with all the buses and everything. I think the one must do for me if you go to Disney is you've got to stay in Disney. You're fully immersed in the whole experience then.
In the bubble, as they call it.
It is. You're it is a bubble. Proper bubble. It's a happiness bubble.
But outside of Disney, because, you know, obviously you've got Universal up the road and SeaWorld. Is there anything else you like to do outside the bubble?
So we've done a few really, really cool things. So we went on a hot air balloon ride over Disney as the sun was coming up one morning. So that was Orlando Balloon Rides. And they set off in a field sort of near Celebration.
I thought you said Orlando Bloom Rides at that
one. No, balloon.
Nothing to do with him. It's not a thing to do with Orlando Bloom.
Oh, can you imagine? That would have been nice if he was there. So Orlando Balloon Rides, and the hot air balloon went up and we sort of flew over part of Disney, which was just incredible as the sun was coming up. That was brilliant. I would really, really recommend that. Other than that, obviously Celebration's a lovely little place to go and have a look around. Old Town Kissimmee, again, just a whole different atmosphere, a totally different place again, but it's a real place, but it seems so perfect and so beautiful. Discovery Cove, I think, is a must-do. Going and swimming with dolphins, and that's just an amazing, amazing day out. Don't get me wrong, it's not cheap.
It's definitely not cheap. Is there anything you don't like, anything you hate?
I think that you'll disagree with me on this.
Oh, go on.
Mission Space.
Okay, so this is an attraction at Epcot where basically it recreates what it's like to be in a rocket ship taking off into space. So what is it you don't like about that attraction?
Oh, last time I didn't even go on it, and I've sort of fought through it the last couple of times. I think maybe it's the claustrophobia of it, the way that it's amazing how it pulls on your face and you feel like you're launching up in a rocket. But it's not for me. For me at all.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah, and you have to press your button at the right time because otherwise it all goes wrong. It's too stressful.
Too stressful. You don't have stress on holiday.
Exactly.
So what about your dream trip? If money was no option, yeah, you could go at any time, you could stay anywhere. What would you do? How long would you go for?
Oh, I'd go forever. Forever and ever and ever. I would definitely go. I would go over to the dark side for a few days.
At the Universal. You can say it.
Okay. Well, no, I would definitely go to Universal for a couple of days. We normally do that so that we can get the early entry into the parks there, and we stay at like the Hard Rock Hotel or somewhere like that. That's quite nice. That would still stand as my dream. I do quite like a bit of Universal as well as Disney. You need to have like alternate days in the parks, so it's nice to mix it up a little bit and dip in and out of it, because they can be long days, can't they?
Oh yeah, you're there at rope drop until the end of fireworks.
But I think my dream trip, it would have to include the fireworks at Epcot. I know that Magic Kingdom's amazing, but the fireworks at Epcot are just something else. That's something that's always stood out in my head, even over the years as they've changed them. The fireworks at Epcot are just incredible.
It is something about standing around that lake, isn't it? And everybody's just like looking in the middle. It is very, very different to the Magic
Kingdom.
Yeah,
and you've got like China in one corner and the UK in another. And it's just amazing when you take it all in. It's beautiful. And the whole sky is just filled with them. It's totally overwhelming.
So just before we go, have you got a trip? You said, you know, you need to go back soon. Is there anything in the pipeline?
I need a hand, right? So I'm trying to convince my other half, Sam,
right,
to take me for our honeymoon.
For your honeymoon?
This is what I want. This is what I'm really pushing for. He's never been to America before. So he's like, oh, we should go to New York. Maybe we should go to LA. And I'm like, no, you need to have the full American experience. You need to have it full blown. All the goodness, all of the amazingness of Disney. Let's start high. Let's aim for the stars. And he's just like, yeah, but do you really want to just spend all that time in theme parks? And that's when I'm like, you just don't get it. You don't get it unless you've been. You do not get it. So I'm trying to convince him. So hopefully 2020 next year.
Oh, well, that's not far away to start thinking about it and thinking of planning.
This is the thing. I'm telling him that he needs to make a decision because I'm running out of time rapidly.
Yeah, or the wedding's off.
Maybe we need to go to those extremes.
Sophie, it's been lovely talking to you and sharing your secrets and your top tips from Walt Disney World. There's only one thing I've got to say to you now, and that is, of course, have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
If you fancy chatting Walt Disney World and coming on the podcast one week, I'd love to chat to you. We could talk for hours. Get in touch at PodMagical. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Give me a like, give me a follow, send me a message, and hopefully we can chat to you on the podcast. If you are lucky enough to be heading over to Orlando over the next few days, then prepare yourself for some hot weather. We are into proper humid Florida weather now. Temperatures low 30s at the moment. There's a chance of those thunderstorms that happen pretty much every afternoon. If you've never experienced a Orlando theme park tropical storm, then they hit, and then about half an hour later, they're gone. And then with another half an hour, it's like they've never happened. But very humid weather and also high crowds over the next week or so, because Thursday, if you check your calendar, is the 4th of July, Independence Day on Thursday, when the park will be rammed. All of the Disney park, all the theme parks in Orlando are going to be rammed over the next week or so. It does mean, though, that you will get to see the most incredible firework display on New Year's Eve. And Independence Day, the Magic Kingdom comes to life with just phenomenal fireworks. I'm not just talking about over the castle. I'm talking around the entire park. 360 firework display. If you're not going into the park, you can always stand by over onto the Polynesian beach and you can watch the fireworks from there and they'll pump the sound in. And if you are not going over to Orlando, you won't be in America for the 4th of July like me. We'll just have to watch it on YouTube. Other things going on in the Orlando theme parks. Epcot have now got the Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix live. They do a few shows every day over at the American Pavilion. So it's Gamora and Star-Lord and a band performing live versions of some of the songs from the Guardians of the Galaxy films. Also over at Universal, the new Hagrid roller coaster is now open. Queues aren't quite up to the 10 hours that they were on the first couple of days, but still expect that to be very busy. And over at SeaWorld, they've got the Electric Ocean events that are happening pretty much every night, actually, especially throughout July. I think it's pretty much every night during July where they've got DJs and fireworks and some special late night shows. If you're heading over there, check out Electric Ocean. And of course, if you want to make us jealous, send me all your pictures. Tag me, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at PodMagical. Before we go this week, I'm going to leave you with a top tip of the week. Now, if you are on the dining plan, especially if you've got the free dining plan, you'll notice that every day you're going to get 2 snack credits. At the end of your holiday, don't leave any snack credits still on your bill. Make sure you use every single one. Even if you're waiting for the Magical Express to take you back to the airport, go into the hotel and see what you can get, whether it's packets of Goofy Sweets. Make sure every single snack credit is used. And if you've still got quick service credits left over, then you can also use them for snacks. Yeah, so 1 quick service credit equals 3 snack credits. So make sure every single snack credit is used. Bring all the sweets back, take them into work, and everybody will think you're fantastic, not realising they're just eating all your leftovers. If you've got any top tips or you want to be on the podcast, give me a shout on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, at PodMagical. And don't forget to like and subscribe. There is a brand new podcast dropping in every Friday. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.